Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 6, we were taught that Christians need to be separated from the world, and culture does not change that. Well, let's continue with that important thought today. For the Bible stands. Then chapter 7, verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, I read that passage to tell you this. That was word for word breathed out by the very Holy Spirit of God to the Apostle Paul, who penned his words. That is, the words of God. Culture does not change it. Now, verse 18 said, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, here, it refers to God saying, I'll be a father to you. He's telling us what not to do, and then says, if you'll follow that, then I'll be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and daughters. And it says, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, folks, that's why I say, encourage your pastor. James chapter 3, verse 1 calls for a greater condemnation for pastors. If they won't preach the word, if they won't speak the word as it is to men as they are, before God, they have a greater condemnation. And some of the greatest shame that you're going to see at the judgment seat of Christ will be, I'm afraid, among preachers. My friend, it's not about the numbers. Rather, it's about souls. It's not about not offending the world. Jesus rebuked the disciples in Matthew when they said something to him about offending the scribes and the Pharisees. He said, let the dead bury their dead. He's going to preach the word. You see, again, it's about souls, God's holiness and righteousness and true repentance and faith. Now, judgment, according to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, is going to begin at the house of God. And once the hand of God starts to move, then it's going to be too late for them to repent. As in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, it says, and the Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with man. We need to repent, and we need to do so now in this country. People say, we need a revival. And I agree. I agree. We need revival in America, among our churches. But let me just say this to you, and I hope that you'll listen closely to this. Another preacher kind of shared his thoughts with me on that, and I thought they were worth putting down to share them with you. When anyone prays for revival, there must be a commitment of that same individual who's praying to live in such a way as to be a living testimony to the truths of God's word, that their very life and the way they live it rebukes the sins of this day. See, there must be a commitment by we who pray for revival to live separated from worldliness, paganism, the licentious, pornographic lifestyles and practices of idolatry. There also must be an equal commitment to proclaim the message of redemption through faith in the finished substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ our Lord. So simply said, praying for revival is a radical commitment to God that involves being and doing what God says to be and do. When God revives, He will make us holy, and He'll make us effective witnesses. Now, we must repent. That is always the first prerequisite to forgiveness and revival. We at the church must repent first. As I said, a repentance that leads to this commitment of separation from the worldliness and being separated to live holy and righteous. We must humble ourselves by recognizing that we are getting what we deserve in this country and in our personal lives. And we must accept whatever chastening God determines necessary for a true purifying and separation to make us the holy church and holy people of God that God wants us to be. Now, too many have family that rebel, and you have friends that rebel against that, and so you back off. And if you're backing off and you know better, you're part of the problem. And you're part of the problem why we don't have revival. And we have to decide whether this is important or not. We had men that laid at Valley Forge that would never see the freedoms that you and I have seen and experienced the things that you and I have experienced. But in faith, they tried to give us something that would allow us to have what we have. My friend, you may not live to see the full effect of revival, but you can be one that's part that ensures and helps to produce revival in our land. Will you be that person? Will you be that person? I've spent probably more time than I'll spend on any verse in Galatians chapter 6. And I've probably spent more time on this one verse than I have on any verse in the study of the book of Galatians, but I find it's very important. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a man in the spirit of meekness. Why? Well, it's plain. It's very plain. Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted in the same things. My friend, will you join me in praying for revival? But understanding that if I'm going to pray for revival, I'm going to commit myself to live in such a way that my life is a testimony to the very living truths of God's Word. That my life may be a testimony to His holiness and righteousness, His love, His grace, His mercy, His justice. And that my life may be a testimony of separation from worldliness and paganism, the licentious lives that are lived today even in the churches. That our lives would be what they ought to be, that God might hear us, purify us, and make us vessels and instruments to bring revival to our country. Yes, it's got to be a radical change back to righteousness in this country. And if we're not willing to pay the price, then don't pray for revival, because then your prayer is an abomination. You don't really want it. Will you pray for revival with a commitment to be in your personal life now what the revival should be in a country when the revival has ran full circle? In a moment, I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words, even for a Christian, if you didn't really mean it. But if you mean it, would you join me and just pray silently there, pray in your heart as I pray now. Dear Lord, we like to say America needs revival, but Lord, our churches need revival. Our preachers need revival. I need revival. And Lord, help me, help those who listen to this broadcast to have a commitment to live in such a way that their lives will reflect accurately, that our lives will reflect accurately what a totally revived Christian should look like in holiness, in righteousness, in truth, in justice, in mercy, in love, in grace, in joy. May you revive us to a point that we would qualify, as this verse 1 would say, ye which are spiritual, to restore such a one. May we qualify to restore that we might bring this country to revival. We are a needy people. Forgive us of the way we allow things through our TVs, through our internet, through our daily conversation, through our little get-togethers that promote the flesh and quench the spirit. Help us to know how to walk with God. Help us to know how to be holy. And teach us that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, begin a revival in our local churches. Begin it in the hearts and lives of our listeners, and especially of myself, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if that's your heart, I'm not asking you for money, so forget the money. I'm just asking you if this is in your heart. Would you just let us know, just say, Pastor, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask God to make my life be a testimony of the end result of a true revival. The end result, a testimony to the world, a testimony to the local church. Oh, I hope that you'll join me. And let us know. Just let us know. Just write a note and just say, Pastor, Brother Andy, that's my heart. I want revival. That's all I want to hear. And look, I'm recording this in December of 2015. Many of you will not hear this till maybe late March. Maybe not till early May or late May, depending on what radio station you are involved with. But my friend, I want you to be a part of what is needed in this country. Just write us and let us know. Just, Pastor, I listened to Galatians 6:1 today. I've been following this verse, and I want to be a part. Won't you do that? Write us and let us know that you will. You can email us through our website. You can write us at our physical address. And people say, do I have to give a donation? No. We're just looking for people that are going to join us in prayer. I mean, can the ministry, yeah, and you can send a check, and there's ways to pay online and things like that if you want to support the ministry, but that's not what we're asking for. We're asking you for being a prayer warrior for revival that starts with the commitment of your life. I hope that you'll do that. Our announcer will give you our web address as well as our physical mailing address here in just a few moments. And take that down and let us hear from you, will you? I'd appreciate it so very much. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Tell your friends about the Lamp and Light broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my